Alrighty. Yeah, I've been reading or listening to more videos and information on this bill that they're trying to pass out in Washington State with the printers. That is just a mess. And I guess New York State is also looking to do something as well. And if either one of those passes, it's a big screw-up, I'll tell you. They're trying to fix something that, you know, they got a hangnail on their toe and they're going to cut off the leg in order to fix it. And by basically banning 3D printers, essentially, it's not going to be good.
Well, here again, criminals will be criminals. It's against the law for a felon to have a gun, but they still have them, don't they? And even if there wasn't any guns in this country, that would still happen. And the same thing happened in the other countries, too. Well, the guns are outlawed, but people still get shot there. That's not the cure. That's not the fix. And they need to understand that. And it goes back to the point of 3D printers were all riprap originally. That was none of this other stuff that's going on right now. And it was all these people that were doing riprap printers that helped develop and make things move along a lot faster. You know, Prusa was one of the first ones to do the riprap printers and produce and make things move on and on. But it was with others that helped him move that along. And open source, and that's how the open source community came about. Well, now there's starting to be other licensing and stuff like that goes on and so forth that kind of puts the brakes on a lot of things. It's unfortunate.
Exactly it, that they want to run all everything that you want to print has to run through a government server to see if it's approved, and you can only print, and like the one guy said, it's money stuff. Not only, you know, they're saying, well, you know, we got people printing ghost guns and all of that, and it's kind of like, what, 0.1% of the people who own printers are printing ghost guns? But like the one guy said, a ghost gun is any gun that can't be, how did he put it, I can't remember. So a gun that has a serial number filed off is a ghost gun. Or a ghost, you know, so it's not just 3D printers, it's any gun that they can't identify, they throw it in the class as because it's a ghost gun because we can't identify it. So, like you said, there's like 0.1% actually printing guns from 3D printers, and the rest, the majority of them are just all these things tossed into that category of miscellaneous. And he said, the bigger thing is money. So, you know, you see up online, here's a Daffy Duck or a Mickey Mouse figurine to print. And it's kind of like, Disney didn't want you to print those because that's their license. They're the, you know, the holder of that property. So, if we've got to run through a government server it would be outlawed. You can't pick that, you know, can't print that Mickey or Minnie doll or figurine unless you pay for it. And so, yeah, that's more of it is money involved here.